Hello and welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And we're starting a new stream today, a new set of podcasts where we talk about tunes we like and why we like them. And we're going to talk about Softly as in the Morning Sunrise. I'm Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. So this is your choice of tune, really, Simon. So I'm going to hand over to you. But I think it's a great tune. I love playing it, and it's almost become similar to I Got Rhythm, I think, as a kind of a basic chord progression to improvise over. Anyway, I'm going to hand over to you.
Yeah, it's an interesting tune because it started out life as a rather tepid tango in a show called The New Moon. And it had various outings in films and that were far from jazzy, basically. And it wasn't really until... So, did I say 1928, New Moon? Artie Shaw was the first person to really give it a jazz version in 1938. And then there were a whole bunch of other versions coming through later on. And I've done a playlist, actually, of how many different versions there are, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. Mm. And it kept being used as a commercial tune. So there's quite a few of the crooners sang it. Mm-hmm. But I think what I like about it is that it's so flexible, and there are so many ways of doing it. For example, you can do it as a modal tune, where you really just treat the A section as an AABA form. You just treat the A section as C minor, Dorian, blow, you know, like so what kind of impressions, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Or you could do it very much as changes, so 1-6-2-5 in C minor. And then, of course, the bridge is a nice release because also you get to play two sets of diminished sort of chord bits over it, which is quite nice, depending on which chords you use. And that's the other thing, the bridge is often slightly different. People use different versions. But there's a really, I don't know if you know Emily Remler, the guitarist.
I've heard of her.
She does a really interesting version of Softly where she is reharmonizing all the way up and down. It's like a chord progression that moves up and then moves back down again. And there's so many good versions, plenty of pianist versions. So there's this brilliant, obviously, Sonny Clark with that classic diddly-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba at the beginning. There's a Wynton Kelly version that's really good. There's an amazing Kenny Barron version that's absolutely burning. There's the John Coltrane Live at the Vanguard, which you'd halfway through you're wondering if John Coltrane's on it. Because really, it's McCoy Tyner burning away on it and really impressively. But then there's a lovely Hank Jones version of it, for example. So those are some pianist versions. And I also chose in that list, I think Diane Reeves' version is really interesting. But it seems to be one that inspires people to have something like a sort of a pedal type figure. Or a bass pattern, or sort of bong, 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 ga-doo, dang, ya-doo, ba-bong, ta-gong, gong, that sort of thing. Mm. I also found a brilliant one, which was from a Lee Morgan album. It's Introducing Lee Morgan, which was his first Blue Note album, I think, with the Hank Mobley band. Mm. And effectively, nobody else plays apart from Doug Watkins. So it's basically a bass version.
Oh, wow.
Do you have any thoughts before we wrap up?
I think what you said about it just being very flexible, I think that's the thing with a lot of these tunes there. And it has, you know, it just has that really, that character where you the A section kind of builds tension and then there's a release in the bridge. So it's a very satisfying form, I think. You know, it's one of the reasons why it's sort of lasted.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it does give you... And it's so interesting that it started out quite ignored by jazz. I forgot to say that the first time I encountered it was with the MJQ, and they do it quite classically. Well, that's the end of our 5 minutes today. Thank you for listening. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.